So I've been just writing a little rant for the eConsultancy.com website, and I hope it's going to be published soon. And I wanted to share my rant with you, because it's always nice to get these things off your chest. It's about the explosion of consumer web apps at the moment, and how you've got people like LinkedIn that have just been valued at $4.3 billion following its IPO, and there's others like Groupon that are following suit, and it all just seems a little bit overexcited at the moment. Without doubt, these kind of consumer web apps are all the rage, but I don't think that's the end of the story. I think there is more potential out there. I think there are other areas which maybe we need to be focusing our thoughts on. And in particular, I'm thinking about the hidden potential of business-to-business web apps. The irony of all this excitement surrounding the consumer web apps is that few of them are yet profitable, which is in stark contrast with their business cousins, which, although are not quite as sexy, not quite as exciting, they can effectively generate real tangible return on investment. And I kind of think, as I look at business web apps, we do a lot of business web app development at Headscape, and as I look at them, I see kind of three potential ways that they can generate revenue. There's they can directly increase revenue, they can also make cost savings, and they can also improve customer satisfaction. I just want to quickly talk about each of them, because I think these areas are actually really exciting, and in my view, a lot more exciting than yet another social network which doesn't know how it's going to generate any income. So let's take increasing your revenue. I think there's a couple of ways that a business web app can help increase revenue. First of all, it can attract new customers. A well-designed, easy-to-use web app can be a real selling point that distinguishes you from your competition. It demonstrates that you're on the ball and that you've thought about how to make the process of working with your customers as easy as possible. Then there are also web applications that effectively are sales multipliers. A well-designed system can actually encourage existing clients to increase the amount that they spend with your company by removing the friction involved in the sales process. Customers tend to spend more money on average and with a greater frequency. I mean, one example of this is a web app that we were involved in building at Headscape for a food wholesaler who sold to health authorities. The application provided detailed nutritional information to its clients and helped them to plan their orders. And the ease of use of the interface and the powerful database of information has turned it into kind of an effective sales tool that is attracting new customers, or actually getting people to sign up because of the tool. However, also it's encouraging those existing clients to order more frequently because it's so easy to use. So business web applications can generate new revenue, but it can also be a massive cost-saving tool. Most business-to-business web applications provide significant cost savings that can generate a real return on investment. Take, for example, an app I was involved in developing that handles communication with franchisees. Typically, this process involves duplicate data entry and lots of human intervention. However, we implemented a new application where franchisees were able to order supplies directly from the central office in a completely effortless manner, which was a huge step forward from where they were. When users are required to work with the system on a daily basis, or in some cases, or, you know, continually, the smallest little annoyance in the system can lead to additional man hours of work across the organization. And that can have an amazing cumulative effect and cost the organization a lot of money. However, there's kind of another relatively hidden benefit, which is that of customer satisfaction. I think a well-designed web application can be a powerful tool for retaining customers and increasing their satisfaction. In the many different business-to-business web applications we've developed in the past, one of the common threads that come across from building these applications is the dissatisfaction that customers have with the existing system and their excitement when you roll out something new and improved. In the most extreme situations, we've had situations where a client has actually said, well, it's going to be quite hard for me to move to a competitor now because I would lose this system and I'm so used to working with it and I like it so much. And that's what you're ultimately after, isn't it? Tying people in with the quality of the applications you provide. Of course, this all depends on whether the system is actually a pleasure to use or not. And many organisations do have business-to-business applications that they've been running for some time. Unfortunately, these tend not to be very good and certainly don't generate the return on investment I've been talking about. I think this failure in return on investment comes down to two things. The applications scratch an itch that nobody has, or it's badly implemented. More often than not, both of these can be attributed to an overzealous IT department. But if you work for an overzealous IT department, I'm not having a go at you, honestly. Because you work in this kind of isolated environment, working away from clients. You don't know the clients, you're not with them all the time. It's hard for you to make and develop effective web apps. You're not in a position where you understand the problems that clients face every day. And anyway, you're not really best placed to design applications that need to have a solid understanding of computer-human interaction and usability. It's not your fault. Often these systems are cobbled together on a very limited budget, which in itself is totally ironic. Companies, you know, are happy to spend a considerable amount on sales websites and very little on their own internal web applications. It's almost like they don't care. Once they've won the client, they're not willing to spend money on them. An effective web application needs to be carefully designed, as your website is, and it needs to undergo rigorous usability testing to ensure that it's the right solution to the right problem. An effective web application, I believe, can generate as much, if not more, income than your website itself through repeat business and customer retention and cost savings. And to my guess, my tip and my advice for today, and what I'm trying to communicate in the consultancy article I'm writing, is that we need to invest the same amount in our web applications as we do in our website, because I think both are equally important to the success of our companies.